Well, okay. Today is Sunday, November 26th. That gives us, what is that? Besides this show, five more shows before the end of the year, the end of 2017. Has it been faster? What? We've got a lot of stuff going on. We will be taking phone calls this hour. This is the Republic of Texas radio show, by the way, folks, and I am Steve O'Brien. So we will be taking some phone calls this first hour. The second hour, we're going to try to squeak them in, too. We have a special guest coming on, and we'll tell you more about that as we go along. I don't know where I want to start this morning, but maybe we'll start like this. This City Hall is brought to you by Amazon. Is that crazy or what? You ever think that Amazon would be, you know, dangling a fish in front of cities and states and so forth, maybe jumping at it? Because that's exactly what's happening right now. I mean, Amazon is the 900,000-pound gorilla in the world, and it's gobbling up, well, revenue as well as, let's say, your local little shops. And Amazon's not alone. Walmart has its share, but I'm sure Walmart's a little bit afraid or waiting to be acquired by Amazon. That's going to be interesting. You know, two nefarious ones come together, become the double-headed Hydra or something like that. Anyway, so Amazon wants to, you know, move a headquarters someplace, and all the cities are lining up and saying, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. Chicago says, well, hey, we'll let you keep all the income tax that comes from your employees, and you can do it whatever you want. Just come on over. You know, the guys over in Fresno, they went even further. They said, you'll pay all your taxes, but all your taxes will go into one big old bit bucket. These are Californian taxes too. So they got big old bit buckets because they got lots of taxes. And you'll get to decide how you spend your taxes. So you can sit there and, you know, redo the road out in front of Amazon too, and then, well, name it Amazon 2 Road and go, well, this park brought to you by Amazon. Huh. Man, corporatism, you know, brought back, and, you know, they're going to make everything wonderful and tell you that, you know, this fountain was brought to you by Amazon, this car by Amazon. Well, they probably won't give you a car. Maybe they will. Who knows? They'll probably figure out, you know. So let's see where Amazon 2 goes, you know, and that's the end of the chain. Right, folks? So when you buy from Amazon.com, you save 5, 10, 20 bucks. No, that's great. It stays in your pocket, right? But then that goes back to Amazon land, and wherever their employees are, that goes out into their local area. Or, well, I don't know. I don't know what the executives are wasting their money on, probably just stock options. So it just goes into fluffy land and never comes back out. But when you buy locally, at least there's some kind of a, you know, a plus to that. That's all I'm thinking. You know, I know it's more expensive, and more I sit there and go, why the heck are we doing that? Because, well, one of the things that I got going on, the flash drive costs 10 bucks at Amazon or over at Wally World in my local electronics place. Well, they can't get it for $10. It costs 15. Well, they can't even get it for Amazon prices a lot of times, but they still try to stock it. You know, it's going up against a big old beast that's tearing us apart. Anyways, I was just kind of frustrated by that this morning. I thought it was really funny how much somebody or a town like, let's say, Fresno. Well, I think Fresno's the head of the IRS for California, but, you know, whatever. The IRS isn't a real entity, government entity. It's just like that, whatever. They're the bully, and they got the ear of the guys with the guns. The guys with the guns are afraid of them as much as the guys with the guns. I don't know. It's crazy. Let's bring on the folks real quick. First, I'm going to say hi to Doc. Now, I don't think I've ever given him a proper introduction, you know, because Doc Krupa, he's a I don't know what he is. He's a doctor, right? He's a chiropractor. He's a nutritionalist. I like to call him a natural doctor. And he also does a radio show. And for some dang reason, he's got me on his radio show on Wednesdays as well. Him and Alan have been doing this for quite some time. And, well, that's over at AmericanVoiceRadio.com. You can catch him on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Dark, are you there?
Good morning. I am here.
Okay, that's good. What do you call yourself besides a human? No, not even a human. Human's a bad word, right? What do you call yourself? A man?
I don't know. Most people just call me Doc, and I try to live up to that.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, let's just do Alan. Alan, how are you this morning?
Oh, just sitting here watching the deer run around outside. As usual.
Don't know how to make an introduction for you, right? You know, besides saying a deer walks into his living room and says, give me food. It's kind of crazy. Whole world's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're supposed to all classify ourselves. I guess I would be an overeducated, well-informed redneck hippie.
Well, the reason I do the little classification type thing is to try to get the listeners a little perspective on, you know, who they're listening to and so forth. I mean, I've heard lots of, you know, you sound a hell of a lot different on this show than you do on Wednesday nights with Doc, right? Because, you know, you're talking all your techno babble, whatever. I can't understand you. Most of the time, I have a hard time going where you go. But I get the gist of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to give people a frame this morning, Alan.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. You know, when you all start talking, you know, the computer stuff. You know, I understand the basics of it, but when you start going into the depths of it, it's just kind of over my head.
Yeah, I know. It's that's what I can sit there and empathize because I go, oh yeah, I'm not going to understand. Does that mean I'm going to get a tummy ache? That's what I get out of it. It's kind of stupid. It's Steve. Okay. Got Jimmy on the line. Jimmy's the newest addition to Republic of Texas Radio. And, you know, he came to us after the storm or somewhere during the storm or during a hurricane or something. And he's just here, you know, and he's going to remain here for as long as he's here. So, he also runs the site Bank Versus You. And Bank Versus You was very instrumental several years back, and it still exists, and it does all sorts of different stuff. And in fact, one of the neat things about Bank Versus You is when there are real-time events, if you go over to bankversusyou.com, you can see a lot of the current what's happening where. Jimmy spends a lot of good time. He has a lot of listeners that or viewers, because it is a video-type channel. Anyways, it's one of my resources now. If something comes live, it's a good place to go instead of going to CNN, Fox, or whatever. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and talking to you through my Amazon 2 headset. No, I'm kidding. You know, Florida has several sites, too, and I'll send those to you and put them in your chat room there. But good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to be here with you on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, that's good. I wonder what Florida wants to give Amazon. You know, it's kind of sad that everybody grovels to the feet of this, you know, dot-com thing. And I found myself ordering something online that you really can't get in stores. It's a thing called a Raspberry Pi, right? Now, nobody carries them around here locally. And it's kind of sad because I can't go buy one and play with it. They're fun. And they're machines and they're tools and whatever. But I'm comparing them online. I'm going, I go over to thisandthat.com, and they're going to sell me one for so many euros, and I go over there, and they're going to sell me them for euros again, and I'm like, I don't want to give you euros, even if I give you my credit card and you convert it over into dollars. I want to sell it with a local U.S. retailer, and then you go to the local U.S. retailers, and they're well, I don't know. I just had a hard time trusting them with all their, you know, corporate speak. And, man, I must have spent an hour and a half just trying to find the best place to spend $30. Really? An hour and a half to spend $30? Oh, man. But we've created this reality. 1-800-313-9443. Like I said, we have this hour to talk about things. I guess I better go to the chat room to start it off. You know, that's at the republicofchattango.com. And once again, republicofchattango.com. CFR is out there, and he wants to make sure everybody knows that Tom LaRivera was released on the 13th. You know, you can actually listen to his interview with John Stadtmiller. That was on, let's see, it looks like it was Monday, and it was hour two. So go to republicbroadcastings.org and, you know, check out hour two. I'll be doing that as well. Once again, CFR also put in some interesting articles about Ryan Bundy's opening statement during the Bundy trial. So that thing's heating up again. And, well, what do you say about that? What do you say about that, Alan?
Well, I have heard what LaRivera, he was released to a halfway house, I believe it was last I heard. I don't know, is he totally out of the system now? Well, you're never totally out of the system, but is he free and unencumbered by the system for the current moment? I don't know that.
I don't know that either, right? I missed the show, you know, and this is the first I've heard of it. So, I don't know. What about you guys? You hear anything more about Tom LaRivera?
Not here.
The sound of the silence. Okay. Well, what about the Bundys? Anybody following the Bundys? Ryan Bundy's opening statement. You guys got anything on it?
Well, I haven't, in the past couple of days, I know Jay Grady does a good job, and John Lamb, you know, I've sent him some tokens of appreciation over the last year or so, and he does a pretty good job of updating. But I last I heard, they were having trouble with the jury. You know, they were horse trading with, you know, bartering with, I'll let you keep this juror if you let me keep this one. And then I guess the last where I did leave off is they finally sat a jury, but then they had opening arguments and such and didn't let the jury until well in the middle of the day. So I'll go out there and kind of catch up on that and update you guys on that later.
Okay.
And if Christian Vegas is listening out there, because he's on a show in the evenings, and this is where I get most of my information from. They have guys that are out there actually at the trial that have been reporting on it. I believe, was it Ryan Bundy, I believe, was actually allowed to go home for Christmas or for Thanksgiving and spend the weekend or something. He was released. And one of the Bundys, I heard, actually sat and read the Constitution in open court to the jury. So there's some strange things going on as far as I can recall from what I've heard. It's kind of sketchy on my end.
Yeah, you want to join us, Chris? Why don't you pop on in, 1-800-313-9443. CFR wants to remind me that that was actually Stadtmiller's show on the 20th, and it was the first hour and part of the second hour. So I'm sure you can get a lot of information. Maybe Chris will join us. You know, until he does pop in or somebody else wants to call in or change the subject, I think we're going to go over to this one because it's just damn fun. Okay, so you know how we have Trump a lot in town and everybody's all pissed off at Trump. And, you know, even the people that like Trump want to know why Trump isn't doing what Trump said he was going to do. And Trump's saying that I did what Trump said I was going to do. And he says, look at what I've done. Does things and does stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, it's Trump. But the thing is, the Democrats are still trying to figure out how they're going to push socialism and communism across the United States, the corporate U.S., that is. So one of the things they're trying to do is see if the old Hillary ship still has, well, air in its pontoons. And so salon.com pushed this article, and I thought it was supposed to be funny, right? They're, you know, but they were serious, right? And that's the funny thing, right? So I go to this article. It's called "Here's Your Leftover Turkey: The Case for Clinton in 2020. I go, you got to be kidding me. You can't be thinking about running that, right? That's like, well, anyways. And let me give you a couple quick reasons. And one, they only give you four reasons. One, Hillary Clinton is Winston Churchill to Vladimir Putin's Adolf Hitler. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wow. So Putin's Hitler. You know, they go on to say that there's a online law, something called Goodwin's Law that says that first person to mention Hitler in an online conversation or a discussion loses. And that's, it's been played out since the 90s, and we'll see. I just think that that's kind of silly if that's their number one reason. Huh. Number two, Hillary Clinton being elected president would at last piss off misogynist trolls. And that's not what, and is that not what this is about? Huh. We're going to elect her to piss off misogynist trolls. That's number two. Oh, by winning the popular vote convincingly in 2016, Hillary Clinton has earned the right to be considered the presumptive nominee in 2020. Did she really win that? I don't think so. And the fourth one, this is great. Hold on. We can expect her to be a good president. This is insane, Alan. What kind of reasons are these? You know, I could probably make up a whole heck of a lot of them, you know, on my own. Not for her.
This is the same claptrap that you hear in the U.S. media. That's why I find it so, almost, you know, ironically humorous that that they made Russia Today register as a foreign agent because Russia Today was actually, they were playing clips of Hillary, you know, from all her various follies, you know, during the election and everything, saying, this is Hillary, you know, this is what she's done. And she's playing all these clips of her, you know, like her evil little laugh when, you know, he died. You know, and that, hey, that little, you know, titter witch laugh that she gives. You know, they were playing all that stuff, showing, you know, who Hillary is. You know, actually, it wasn't made-up stuff. It was stuff that was actually, you know, out in the news at one form or another, but was just never given widespread coverage because, you know, she was their little darling.
But we can expect her to be a good president. You know, you can expect whatever the hell you want, right? You know, I can throw a rock into the water and expect it to float, but that's being delusional. And, so I guess it's over for Hillary. Unless they can get the snowflakes or whatever to actually, you know, go along with their... Dang, is this their idea? Is that all they got left? Hang on, folks. We'll do the break and we'll be right back with Public of Texas Radio.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I'm looking over at my screen, and I see that Ken wants to remind me that she'll be dead as a doornail by then, or in prison. And we're talking about Hillary Clinton for 2020. But I'd probably say this back, Ken, and I was thinking about this during the break. I think evil is probably a lot like getting, well, dog do on your shoe. You know, it might be gone, but the smell is still just everywhere. And, you know, Hillary, you know, she's going to linger just like good dog poo. Anyways, maybe that's too much for the morning time, and we should move on. But I don't know. What do you think, Doc? I'm going to get you in here. You know, this happened last week when I asked for Doc. Is he talking? Do you think you have him there, Ken? Because we have... Okay. Kind of sounded like him. Second.
I know Chelsea's in the background. She's always waiting.
Is that Chelsea? Okay. Well, okay. We'll reach out to Doc here in a few more minutes or whatever.
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. I had to mute. Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah, we should put one of those on Hillary.
I was going to say, when you mentioned her name before, she couldn't have carried Churchill cigars.
But she seems to have the mechanism for pretending that she's great. You know, that's all it's about. It's about the show, right?
Yes, she should get an Academy Award.
Yeah, or whoever produced it, right? We'll call it The Color Purple. It just for George Soros. And I did read a lot of stuff. His name kept coming up this week, and for some reason all those articles just went right by me. He doesn't seem to be hiding in the weeds anymore. He seems to almost be on the front lawn. But maybe it's just my perception that's changed. Any thoughts, Doc?
Well, you know, I've always wondered with a guy like Soros and some of the other billionaires that are out there, how do you live your whole life in this world and stay that bleeding heart liberal to the crazy left, as they call it? Because if the world did all the things he talks about, he wouldn't be a billionaire. He'd be just one more person in the mixed up socialism, spread the wealth around, and he wouldn't be anybody. So I don't understand where a guy like that's coming from.
I don't either. But, you know, not being able to understand evil is, I think it's something that we all share in common. I mean, there you go. Evil is as evil is. And I guess we should move on. I can tell you, in the 90s, evil moved into my local grocery store. One day I walked in there and they said, hey, we have this thing. It's called a club card. And you're going to save money. I'm all, what? Yeah, you're going to, with this card, you save on everything in the store. And I said, hey, well, you think I'm an idiot? You raise the prices to give me a lower price when I slide the card? What, that makes no sense. Well, it's to give you rewards. What? It sounds like a penalty that I have to carry this card, and you're going to track everything that I buy? And I'm going, man, this is kind of stupid. And people were signing up for the card left and right. And I'm going, like, I protest. No, I will not do it. Screw your card. I'd openly go up to the cash register there. Do you have a club card? We can sign you up right now. I said, screw your card. I don't want your card. Give me the discount. And that worked. That worked for a year, maybe 2 years. You know, about 5-6 years into it, I'd gotten complacent. And I'd started giving my, at first I took the penalty, right? The 10% on top of, you know, the normal price for not being in their system. And after a while, I just said, well, I'll just give my brother-in-law's phone number and let it go onto his tracking record. You know, and there was all sorts of different permutations of that, me protesting, you know, the creation of these huge databases. And man, the amount of people that just looked at me strange when I would tell them that I won't be on your list. I still get that today. You know, here at one of our local vendors has a club card themselves. And the little cash register girls, right, they happily say, do you have your club card with you? I go, I don't do cards. Oh, why not? It saves you money. I don't have the energy anymore, right? We're talking millions of conversations, maybe not millions of conversations about this, but a lot. And you go, well, what? They're not going to hear me anyways, right? I mean, I can have the conversation with you, and I can have conversation with friends, but when you're in a cash register line, you know, that ain't going to happen. Well, one of the problems with the second wave, now that we've already indoctrinated all these people into these cards and so forth, is the fact that they're going to add to this. And then they're going to take that understanding of what you bought and who you are and do selective marketing. Now, CNBC has this article saying that one of the tech guys for a major retailer support group, they're working on facial recognition they already got it, first of all. It's not the problem, right? And what they're planning on doing and what they are doing is they're scanning your face and they're giving you a better experience. And so they're going to sit there and lower the lights, change the music, and do everything that you want once you enter the store, and they'll understand a lot more about you. Now, this isn't the first time that you've heard about this or heard me talking about this, but to know that these retailers have a handful of people that are actively working on expanding that, and it's already going on, right? Does that make you feel better about going to your local supermarket store wondering, you know, when I walk through the door, are they sitting there targeting me? It feels like you're walking onto a car lot And as soon as you hit the car lot, they know your bank account numbers. They know what you buy. They try to the article on CNBC, and I'll throw that into the chat room. It's over at republicoftexas.chatango.com. The article goes on to state that they're going to screw that. You know, it's just too much. It's really too much. You know, Walmart forced us through these things. And I'm sorry if I talked about Walmart, guys. You know, I know you all hate it as well, right? Well, I don't know that. You know, I just assume that you probably do. And you probably don't like self-checkout aisles either. Well, neither do I. Neither do I. But when you have a Walmart that, you know, only wants to open one line and you have to wait in a line of, let's say, 20 or 30 people, you may be forced to go into that little single checkout thing. And I had gone through those little, you know, check-it-yourself type things, the job stealers. Who are they stealing from? I don't know. Less employees? I don't know. Until they put this little camera and monitor right in front of my face. And I go over there and I go, what? There's a camera right at face level, facing the scanner. There's a monitor right there at face level. And I go, wow. Now, that's bold. Now, I know that area was just sitting there covered with cameras. They had cameras painting down and to the right. And, you know, there's more photography, video photography being going on in those self-checkout things than, wow, I don't know, most banks. But now they're doing the facial recognition thing. So they're tracking you. And they're tracking you in a big way. And once it passes the self-checkout line, they're going to be installing them at the, you know, cash registers in Walmart so you can see your beautiful face as you check out, or to make sure that whatever you purchase goes on to your permanent record so they can understand who you are. And meanwhile, they're probably going to scan everybody else in line and make sure that they get any interactions or, well, you know, personal connections, interpersonal connections, you know, got to get that. If you're, are you talking to the person behind them? Do you have any links to that person? Perhaps you want to be friends with that person. Maybe they can sell you that information. It's all going that way. And it's not just the businesses that are going that way, folks. We are going downhill. Nest Cameras came out with a new outdoor security camera. Now, Nest Cameras, they run commercials on television, and they talk about, well, what do they talk about? They talk about the fact that you can go have your nails done and be sitting in a nail salon in the middle of the night as, you know, three guys with baseball bats walk up to your house, and you can go, hey, what are you doing? And talk to those thugs with baseball bats and shoo them off while the little Chinese, Filipino, enter whatever denomination of individual that's doing your nails services you. Huh. But this is different. Now the Nest camera is integrated with Google. Dun, dun, dun. Especially FaceNet, which is Google's artificial intelligence system for recognizing and identifying people in images. FaceNet. You'll be buying this for $10 a month. And what it will do, it'll provide, as you have your little Nest camera in front of your house, it'll tell you who walked up to your doorstep. Maybe I can get a report. Who was at my house 2 years ago on Saturday? You think that's going to be possible? You think that database already exists? I don't know. I'm off the beaten path, but then I just got me worked up saying that this is just going so far, so fast. And it's all tied into those big databases with the club cards and whatnot. And I'm preaching to the choir right now because I can go to Alan and, you know, Alan, you know what I'm saying and why I'm frustrated.
Yeah, and I think Google, I just saw a report just a couple minutes ago that Google just got caught and finally had to admit that, we have been turning on the tracking devices in your phones. And even when supposedly tracking device, the little app is disabled, it's still tracking you. They finally had to admit that. And what I like, Steve, are the people who will, when you talk about this facial recognition stuff, they look at you like you're crazy. Yet they'll sit there and they'll get their smartphone and they'll I my cousin was doing this one time, and I asked her, I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Well, I highlight this guy's face, and I punch the button, and it'll look through all my whole photo album. It'll find every picture that this guy's face is in, and it'll bring it up for me, so I can correlate them all, you know, and have them all together." And but so you don't believe that facial recognition is real, but you just use facial recognition to find all your friends. Yeah,
In your friends, right?
Yeah.
You did a personal biometric, narc. Yeah, that's scary. And then we've got all our friends doing that kind of stuff to us. What do? Except go to the phones. Hang on. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, are you there?
Oh, thank you very much. I listened to a few moments of your program, and you know what? I don't even have a cell phone because
nice.
you are so right about the technology in cell phones and things like that. I mean, you know people in my area of Massachusetts are very foolish. I mean, they'll buy all this crazy stuff for Christmas, put themselves into debt. You know, finance a car, and I listen to Dave Ramsey, and the thing is, Dave Ramsey always talks about using cash for your stuff, and saving up your money to buy the big purchases, and you know what we as sheeple we are being led by the nose, and I'm almost 47 years old, and I'm just afraid for this country. I mean, because Texas and Massachusetts are completely different. Massachusetts is like Eastern Europe, literally. I mean, and I'm not kidding you. And when you talk about facial recognition technology, I think if Massachusetts went full communist, I think people would go right along with it. What do you think?
You're right. You're absolutely right. They just go along with it. They participate.
And then they would turn in guys like me for being a dissident, for having a big mouth. I mean that's it. And you see, it's just not the facial recognition technology. It's the system. It's the communist liberal system. The reason why Donald Trump got into office was because older people voted him in there. If it wasn't for those older white people, Donald Trump would not even have a chance. And those are the baby boomers. So you see, we are running against the clock here. Once those baby boomers are dead, then the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the shadow government, they'll just ram everything through, and young people will go right along with it, and America will be split into two between the New England area and California, and then flyover country. And the people in Texas will just shut the doors and say, "Nope, you people from New England screwed your area up. You're not going to screw our area up." Then you'll have a civil war in this country. What do you think?
Well, I'm with you. Hello.
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on mute or not. You know, we got caught on that once today. What do I think? I think they all will turn you in, right? They don't even know what they're doing, right? It's the same as the club card, and we're heading down that rabbit trail. Are we turning it around right now? I don't know. I don't think we have enough speed. You do mention that the baby boomers were part of what put Trump in power, right? And I think that was a good thing, right? And I do get
so
on
I voted for Trump myself.
I voted for Trump myself, and I don't believe a voting's a good thing, but I had to do something to keep Hillary out. But man, I get so angry at the baby boomers parading around my town, right? A lot of them didn't go far enough. They put Trump in power, but they run around being teenagers. You know, they buy Corvettes. They're not working to solve the problem. There's a big fight going on for our nation, for the whole world. I gotta chill on what you just said because I think that that's a good thing. I think that they've done something, you know. But I want people to do more. I want to see. Well, hell, supporting RBN would be nice. Listening to any gang show on here would be okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you just brought up a good point, which is talk radio. Because living in New England, most of the young people I talk to, they don't even listen to talk radio. A lot of older people don't listen to talk radio. This is the way it is in New England. You make money because you're connected. You kiss the right butt. It doesn't matter whether you're college educated or not. It's like Cuba. In Cuba, to make money, you have to be connected with the Communist Party. That is it. You do as you're told. Police pull you over. There's no rights. You just do as you're told. And if you don't, toe the line, it's off to the gulag. Massachusetts isn't quite up there like that yet, but we're heading in that general direction. And the older people, to be honest with you, the older people have a sense of defeat to where they know the country's screwed, and they just want to retire and die. It's just as simple as that. I know I'm sounding very grim here, and all this stuff you're talking about, facial recognition, older people don't give a rat's patootie because I'm 60 years old, I made my money, when times were good, now America's heading to Cuba, I'll be dead in 5 or 10 years, who gives a blank, I feel bad for my grandchildren, tisk tisk, pass the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is, my friend. Thank you for having me on, have a good one.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. What do you guys think? Anybody got anything?
I got one for you, Steve.
There you go.
You know, as you were talking about the club card, it's been 3, maybe 4 years since I set foot in a Target, but I used to shop at Target. And you walk in, you can see the cameras, then there's a nurse waving around, get your flu shot, and then you go check out. And you get the rebate, which is psychological, saving money so they can get your address where they can send you the check. But the thing that really came to mind when you were talking about the club card is Target, you know, here's an application. Get your Target debit card. And I got pissed off, and I said, Target's not a bank. Oh, but you can save money, and you could. It's all the psychology, and they turn it around to, you know, would you like to save money on your car insurance? Well, you know, anybody's going to say yes. And it's the psychology of entrapment, I guess, is my point. All this stuff, rebates, debit cards at a department store. It's all, and they turn it around that if you say no or you rebuttal it, you're an idiot because you don't want to save money. And you said it, Steve. They put a premium on the price. They rope you into the card to make you think that you're saving money. It's all a big psychological brain blank.
There. And do they get these people for minimum wage to give an elevator speech to achieve their agenda? We got another call, but I'm going to get you wound up there, Jimmy. I saw a commercial. Search, scan the dark web to see if your information is out there. Free scan by Equifax. I went ballistic. Yeah. I said, you put it there. You put all this information there, right? The Equifax just gave it away. They gave it away for how much money? And they call it a hack. No, they gave away everybody's personal information. I don't know how many people. They never released whose information was given to this other entity, right? They just gave it away and said, oh, it was a hack. No, it wasn't a hack. It was engineered. It was engineered. They made a connection. They gave access to a database, and they had that entire database. I mean, as far as I know, my data has gone out there. Right, and I'm not going to go to Equifax and, you know, do the scan or whatever. And no, they're criminals, but now they're heroes. Look, they're going to protect me from the dark web. Dun, dun, dun. Let's go to the phone lines. We are running short of time, but let's see. Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I called in back when you were talking about Hillary. Did you know she's still in power?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the stink of dog poop, right?
Yep. Anyway, yep, 19, that's still right.
And I haven't heard anybody really give credit to her. I'm saying that tongue in cheek, for the greatest destruction of the family through the National Child Welfare Act in 1993, and also the Adoption and Safe Families Act of 97. Since I've been visually, how to say, challenged, I've been hoping somebody would dig into those acts and find out the real inheritance we've received from Hillary, and it's still intact, and it's still out there doing damage.
Yeah, we don't know how. Oh, go ahead. Why don't you finish your thought?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just wishing people would see. In fact, Deanna Spingola yesterday interviewed a lady talking about the pedophile issues and, you know, child trafficking. That those two acts actually are in the engines of the perverse incentive that drive that whole supply chain where children disappear into the system and then show up as the objects of pedophilia. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I didn't want to take you off your track, but I just wanted people to remember that Hillary is still alive and well, still acting, even though she may be not visible.
Yeah.
The effects of her acts there.
Yeah, that's Hillary, right? She's stinking up the whole place. She has tentacles all over. Right, and it's going to take a long time. Well, it's not just her. There's a lot of politicians that are as evil, but she seems to be an exceptionally stinky one. I don't know if it's bad, but thanks for your call, Tom. Really do appreciate it. Oh, CFR is mentioning The Prisoner from 1967 through 1968. Wow. Is that one of the problems that I had growing up? It's actually being subjected, seeing The Prisoner? Well, The Prisoner was some esoteric BBC series where a guy wakes up in a room that's not his own, and he was given a number, and he walks around, and everybody on the island had a number, and you couldn't leave the island. You couldn't leave the island. And the one that was in charge was called Number Two. And he says, well, who is Number One? And he could never find Number One. And it was just insane. Alan, did you ever watch that?
The television market where I live didn't carry that, but I saw very little of that. But I've heard a lot about it.
Oh, man. That's crazy. And, you were trying to get your head around it, and I was probably in my lower teens at the time when it was playing. But it was reminiscent of somebody that was sequestered somewhere for some reason, and you never really got a straight answer on why he was in the island. But okay. And by the way, Tom in Utah, our train really has no tracks, so you can't really divert us one direction or the other. Ed Bremen is going to be joining us the second hour. And he's with the Republic of Texas, and he's going to be talking a little bit about the 14th Amendment and how he perceives it and, you know, its impact on our lives, as well as some stupid shenanigans that the U.S. government is actually playing on citizens, people, right? Man, dang words. He's going to be talking about that and some of the successes they've been having at, stopping their shenanigans. So if you hang around for the second hour, we're going to be getting to that. And let's see, what else do we got before we go? Hey, what are you thinking there, Jimmy? Let's just go to you real quick.
Well, I'm still boiling over the Equifax thing, but, at the end of the exercise, you really have to not be paying attention to see any of this. I mean, I just picked up the Sunday paper here on the end of my driveway, and 90% of the ads are the very same thing you're saying, Steve. And, you know, Amazon, it wouldn't surprise me to see Amazon gobble up Walmart and Uber to become the corporate monopoly, if you remember the movie Rollerball. It's coming to that, and Amazon is so politically connected that monopoly, I think, will be allowed to go forward unless we stop it.
Yeah,
I believe I also heard that Uber got hacked, didn't they? I lost a whole bunch of clients' information.
Yeah, 500,000 people.
But they deleted that, and don't look here, folks. We're Uber. Mm. We'll be right back after the break. Short segment coming up. Then Ed Brenham, Republic of Texas, will be joining us.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. So here we fight all through the night.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were talking earlier. I guess we continue to talk about the stench of politicians and, you know, the lingering effects of, well, stepping on dog poop. And it's kind of like a politician. And, you know, Murr, I'm looking at the chat room right now. And, yes, that came to my mind exactly. You know, we talked a lot about Stinky Hillary, right? But McCain always comes up. And that photograph of McCain where he put his little orthopedic shoe on the wrong foot and got photographed with it, it's like, I'm going, well, maybe that was a mirror image, but, Jimmy, you say that you've looked at that photo, too, and it's not a mirror photo. Is that correct, or am I just talking to dead air? No, I don't know. No,
I'm here. Check, check, check.
Yeah. XXX.
Mike. Oh, no, you know, I'm serious. If you go take the photo and look at the buttons on his jacket, And I spoke with another broadcaster on that very tip yesterday, and the wedding ring. So if it was a mirror image, then, you know, everything would shift. So in my research that I did blowing things up here yesterday, it appears to me that that is not a mirror picture. And, you know, what do you think about the theory that him and Hilderbeast are wearing a tracking device underneath these boots?
What would that be for?
Well, the buzz on the wire is that they're both have been secretly arrested, and I would divert to Doc on this because a couple people I've talked to said you don't wear an orthopedic boot for a broken toe in Hillary's case, and I guess McCain has something with his sole of his foot or Achilles heel or something. And other medical people that I know said you would never wear that type of a boot for those type of injuries. So maybe I could divert and see what our doc has to say about that.
Well, it just depends. For plantar fasciitis, which the boot serves no purpose, they charge them about $400 and put one on all the time. And it does absolutely nothing except remind you you have plantar fasciitis. And then they usually come to me and we throw the boot away and we fix it. But they wear them for all kinds of reasons. But the fact that that photo and the wedding ring and everything still matches right tells you there's some little scam going on there. And, you know, McCain's made a career out of poor me. And I don't know if him and Hillary are any different in any way at all. They claim to be R and D, but I don't think there's a difference.
They're pure evil. Ken wants to let us know that I guess McCain said on Twitter that he switched it himself. It's like, well, what?
Yeah, I saw that. The tweet he put out is that he he want, since his the foot that it was on was so fatigued, he thought he would give it a break. So, okay, well, I'd buy that, except why would you put it on the other foot? I mean, it just, you know, when I read stuff like that, it really pisses me off that they think we're that stupid that we're just going to accept that and move about the community.
Oh, you can't make this stuff up, folks. Wow. Hang on, we'll do the second hour with Ed Brenham. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
Sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Well, good morning.